call the House Transportation Committee to order. It is February 2nd, 1 o'clock. And let the record show that Representative Johnson, Representative Feike, Representative Pruitt, and myself, Representative Wilson, are present. And I'd also like to recognize our staff today. In the middle of the room at the back is Nancy Hemingway, and she's our House Recording Secretary. And over in the corner is Betsy, our LIO monitor, and the redhead in the middle is Becky Rooney, my transportation aide. I just want to remind you to turn off your cell phones. And we have two bills on the calendar, or one bill on the calendar today, naming certain bridges. And House Bill 246, and Casey, if you want to come forward and introduce yourself and the bill. And while you're coming forward, it looks like Representative Munoz has joined us.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Casey Schroeder-Hodge, staff to Representative Thomas. House Bill 246 names 15 bridges in the Cordova area. Cordova is a great example of Alaska's unique dedication, dedicated spirit, and it is in that vein that the city has requested that 15 of its area bridges be named after some of its finest residents. First, the Cordova is requesting that the Eyak River Bridge be named after Marie Smith Jones. Marie Smith Jones was an Eyak elder who worked tirelessly to preserve the Eyak language, and upon her death, she left behind one of the most comprehensive records of any Aboriginal language. Cordova is also requesting that 14 of its other bridges be named after the brave men that they lost in World War I, World War II, and Vietnam. For the record, they are. In World War I, Cordova and our country lost James Bennett, William Jones, Steve Green, Lucien Platt, Matthew Anderson, W.H. Mumby, and John Jones. In World War II, Cordova and our country lost Patrick Burchett, Norman Osborne, and Leonard Olson. In Vietnam, Cordova and our country lost David Elisofty, David Leip, Warren Paulson, and Michael Banta. Naming these bridges after these remarkable people is the least we can do to thank them for their service and their sacrifice. And Madam Chair, that's the end of my presentation.
Okay. Let the record show that Representative Peterson and Representative Gruenberg have joined us. And Casey has presented the bill. Are there any questions? Okay. Is there anyone online? Is there anyone in the room that would like to testify? All right. Well, then we're going to close testimony. And is there any discussion on committee with committee members? Seeing none, what are the wishes of the committee?
Madam Chair, I move HB 246, version A, out of committee with the accompanying fiscal note.
Okay. Hearing no objection.
Individual recommendations.
And individual recommendations.
And hearing no objection, so moved. All right. Thank you, Casey. That's probably the fastest bill.
Next time we want the chairman in the room next time. It's our only shock.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next meeting is Tuesday, February 7th. We won't have one this Thursday because I have no requests for any bills. We will meet from 1 to 1:30 and hear a couple of bills, and then we will adjourn and then be joined with the Senate for an update presentation by DOT and the Alaska Mobility Coalition. And we won't be moving a meeting in this room. We will be meeting in the Resources Room 124.
Okay. Excuse me, Madam Chair, did you say we won't have a meeting Tuesday?
Thursday.
Next Thursday.
This coming Thursday.
A week from today.
No. This coming, oh, today is Thursday. Is Thursday. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, that's why I was confused.
Yes, yes. This week has gone really fast. I can't believe it. Okay, you're right. Thank you for the correction.
So we're meeting on Tuesday.
Yes, we are meeting on Tuesday.
But not next Thursday.
Right.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Tuesday night.
You always got to ask staff. You're on top of it.
All right.
Almost missed it.
Okay.
Are we still on record, Madam?
Yes. I'm sorry. Meeting adjourned.